Hey, Mr. Downing, how are you doing today?
How are you, Justin? I'm good, mate. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be speaking with you, and I'm excited about this new book, Heavy Duty, Days and Nights in Judas Priest. Definitely the book all the Priest fans have been waiting for all these years.
Cool. Yeah, sure. I hope everyone likes it. The people who read it so far have really said that they like it, so I'm very pleased about that.
You know, it's surprising no one from Judas Priest has written a book up until now. So, I mean, have you been working on this quite a long time? Or?
Yeah, it took about a year, I think, Dustin, to put together. Like I say, I didn't quite know how it was going to go or what was expected of me. But I certainly hope that it gives everyone, an opportunity to get to know me better as a person. You know, and get to know what it takes to go essentially from a pretty rough background into getting onto the world's biggest stages, and of course, I hope it answers a lot of people's questions about a lot of things that went on with Priest over the decades. But essentially, I hope it's a good pastime read for most people.
Well, I know you've had a lot of highs over the years, of course, a few lows as well. So was it tough for you to write, any of that in the book to kind of get everything out there in the open?
Yeah. I just think that, as you said, no one else in Priest has done it. And I'm thinking that it was just a good opportunity, as I say, to give everyone an insight to how it kind of works, because lots of books are released all of the time, but I'm hoping and thinking that Heavy Duty should be a little bit kind of different and unique, coming from someone like myself, and as I said, I hope it certainly does answer a lot of questions in light of everything that's been going on since I quit the band in 2011, I hope it fills in a lot of gaps for people.
And I got to say, it was great reading the early years before, your music career. It's interesting to think, how different things would have been for a lot of people if you had become a chef instead.
Yeah, well, like I said, I was just a bit of an unusual kid, really, because I was living in this kind of really impoverished, with a disconnected family and all of that, and I was thinking, I'd like to point out, I think there's a bit of smartness about me. I'm thinking, how can I make a smart move? I know I'll take cookery with the girls at the age of 13, because metalwork and woodwork, it was like hard work. The teachers were horrible as well. I was always trying to make a smart move, but obviously, and then I needed to leave home when I was 15 because I was about to explode, and that was kind of giving me a leg up, really. So I'm thinking, I need a job, I need to leave home. If I do the cookery thing, I can go and live in a hotel, and that's what I did. But I don't know what I really wanted to do. I just knew that it was a clean, honest job. But I think there's a message in the book as well. If everybody's going through all of this shit, and lots of youngsters do, don't stay there, try to break free and get out of there. Go, if you have to, sweep streets and clean toilets, get a roof over your own head, find your independence, mix with people that are normal, and get out of that quagmire that you may be in. I did it, and I hope everybody does read the book. If you have got similar problems, try and do a few of the smart moves that I think that I did. And of course, it gave me a lifeline, and that's what you need. That's what you need, guys, is you might need the lifeline that I needed, a stepping stone to get to and achieve what I actually did, to get onto the world's biggest stages, and I wanted to tell that story, more than anything.
Excellent. And KK, I know you have been doing some things musically over the last few years. Is there anything as far as music that you're working on?
I'm always doing things. I'm doing favors for people. I mean, actually, I just got an email this morning. Could I play a solo on this album? You know, I mean, I do things, you know. I just re-recorded Beyond the Realms with Les Binks, who was a drummer in the 70s. And Paul Crook, a very notable musician, obviously plays with Meatloaf, a very, very good guitar player. But so I just do, you know, kind of things and favors for people when they ask me. But I also try and help some young artists and stuff. And, you know, together with running my website, kkdowning.net, I'm always being kept pretty busy, Dustin, as, you know, you know, it's like when you're involved in the music business, there's something to do every day.
Well, I know we're running out of time. The new book, Heavy Duty, Days and Nights, and Judas Priest is out now. I got to ask you before I let you go, your thoughts on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that at all important to you to be recognized by them?
Probably not, but it would be nice. You know, it's kind of like winning a Grammy. We actually managed to win one. You know, it's kind of really maybe not something we should be proud of, but it's certainly something that we're very glad to have. Because they are kind of hallmarks in careers. That would be good. Like I said, Dustin, time's not on our side. So, and as I say, how many albums do you have to release and how many tours do you have to do to qualify? I don't know. But hopefully it will be a good day next year if we do get selected and get inducted.
Awesome. Well, again, it's been an honor speaking with you, and the book looks great. And hopefully I'll hear some more stuff from you music-wise here coming up down the road.
Yeah, every chance, mate. So please say hi to everyone in the area. Hope they like the book, and we'll see what the future brings.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Dustin. Take care, mate. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. This is KK Downing, formerly of The Priest, and you're listening to The 5 Count, so crank it up as high as you can.